Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with a Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to praise you and thank you and worship you for this beautiful owner's manual we call the Word of God. This book that tells us who we are and what we can do and where we're supposed to live and everything about it. I praise you and thank you and worship you for the Word of God. As we teach the Word this week, today, I ask you to let it go forth. I let ask the anointing of God to fall upon it, and may everybody that hears it be blessed, and may learn more about who they are in Christ Jesus. And I praise you and thank you for this word, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I'm going to start in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. I'm just going to read the last line. And Jesus is saying what he come to do. He says, to do thy will, O God. Now, that's what you and I need to figure out, what the will of God is for us. And, of course, we are to be conformed into the image of Christ and to be just like Him. So, if we are to be conformed into the image of Christ and be just like Jesus, then everything Jesus did on this earth, that's what we're supposed to do. So, if you will begin to read this book, you'll find out the things that are required for you to do so you can walk in this special anointing and you can walk in this mighty power of the Holy Spirit so you can see the Lord save people, heal people, and deliver people when you speak in His name. Now, there is a lot of requirements to do the will of God. And we've been talking about those for the last few days. We're going to continue on today's the things we must do to walk in this special anointing. To walk in this anointing, there's a lot of things you've got to do. And over in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul tells us some of the things, so we have to give up the world. He said, yes, doubtless, and I count all things, not some things, but I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them, all things, as but dung, that I may win Christ. In other words, you can't live in the world and live with Christ. You can't be attached to the things of the world and live in the power of Christ. But he says, I consider all these things as loss. And he says, and verse 9, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You have to step into this faith realm. You have to realize you're not under the law. As a Christian, you're no longer under the law. The law has been fulfilled and has been nailed to the cross of Christ, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, 14, and 15. So we're not under the law. It has been fulfilled. Then he says, that I may know Him, know Jesus, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. Now then, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already obtained it, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Verse 13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth into those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God should reveal even this unto you. Now then, he's telling us there, Paul's saying that we should be perfect. He's telling us that he hasn't quite obtained that yet, but he is striving. And then he says, I do, in verse 14, I do press toward the mark for this prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, this calling of God is a is an extremely high calling. It is to be conformed into the image of Christ. That is the goal. We are to be exactly like Jesus. And that's the whole thing of this whole thing we're talking about. No disciple, according to Luke 6:40, shall be above his master. But every disciple that is like his master, or that is perfect, shall do what his master did. Now then, the goal is perfection in Christ. And Paul is saying here, I have not obtained this yet, but I press toward the mark. In other words, I press in. I press toward the mark for the prize. And I'm telling you, it's a prize. And when you get there and start getting close to that, I mean, even start approaching it, you begin to see the Lord do such mighty, awesome things when you pray. I mean, life becomes so much fun to live and to see the Lord answer your prayers and see Him do great and mighty things, like delivering people from demons and healing the sick and saving the lost and doing miracles, and let you have the privilege to step over into the realm of supernatural faith and supernatural miracles and supernatural healings, and to see all those things happen when you speak in His name. It is something, and I begin to understand what Paul said as he stepped into this. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, it is a very, very high calling. So, he says in verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, as many of us as be perfect. So that means, as many of us as be perfect, well, we should all be perfect. But if we're not there, then that should be our goal. We should be perfect or mature. He said, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. One more time there, he says in verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, other than perfect, God shall reveal even this unto you. So if you really want to walk in this anointing, if you want to be like I want to be like Paul was, I want to walk in that anointing. I want to walk in that perfection. I want to see the Lord answer my prayer when I pray. I want to see the King of the universe do great and mighty things. But in the next few verses, Paul was heartbroken at those that would not do this. He says in verse 18, says, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping or crying, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Listen to what he says is their end. He said, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. They're too caught up in the things of the world. Their God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. In other words, they're going out and doing crazy things. They're shaming the Lord. They're living in sexual sins. They're living in wickedness and evil. And he says, they mind earthly things. Now, these are people that are minding earthly things. People that are lying, stealing, cheating, fornicating, committing adultery, living in all kinds of sin. The Lord says that these peoples, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, and their end is destruction. They mind these earthly things. He said, but for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Just think. The Lord Jesus is coming in the near future. I don't know when that is, but I am looking for his return, for his church, those of us that are looking for him. Just like Hebrews 9:28 says, he's coming for those that are looking for him. I am looking for him. I believe he's coming, and I believe he's coming for us, and I believe he's coming soon. It could be any day. It could be this year. It could be next year. It could be 5 years. I don't know when he's coming, but I do know the King of Kings is coming, and he's coming for the church. And with the way things are going in the world, and with what all's happening in Israel and everything, it looks like it could be any time. So all I can say is, I'm ready today. Are you? If Jesus comes for me today, that's fine. I'm ready. And a lot of people he will come for today. There's many of his children that he loves that are his born-again children that will he will come and either translate out or that will just die, or that the devil will kill them in sickness and disease, but they will still go home to be with Jesus, those that are looking for him. And that will be your catching away. When you die on this earth, he's catching you away. But the day's coming when he's coming for all the believers to take them to heaven. And I don't believe that's very far away. So at that time, he's going to take this body and he's going to refashion it. He's going to make it like unto his glorious body. And according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Can you imagine what it'll be like when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords comes back for that obedient church, that church that's looking for him, that he catches us away, and we get to go to the third heaven to be with him, to reign and rule with him? After we're going to go up there, and then we're going to come back down to this earth. And he's coming back to this earth, and we're going to reign and rule with the king on this earth for 1,000 years. We will have glorified bodies, like Paul's talking about here, bodies fashioned like his own. We will know no realms of time, distance, or speed. We will be able to do the same thing Jesus does. We will be able to appear and disappear. We will be able to travel at the speed of thought. We will be in a glorified body that will be awesome. We technically are the most blessed people that's ever been, the church. But he's giving us all these trials and tests to train us, to teach us, to give us on-the-job training so we can be raised up to be this powerful faith group that's going to be his body, that's going to reign and rule not only now on the earth with him. For those of us that learn this, we can reign and rule now with him, but we can also reign and rule with him in the future when he comes back for that 1,000 years, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a glorious time. So get ready, prepare yourself, start walking holy before the Lord, and do what he says, and walk in perfection before our King. If you'd like some of our audio video teachings, you give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you teachings. You can go to the website at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order online free audio video teachings. Remember, Jesus is Lord.